You're listening to Drum Sex. And before we help you have the best sex of your life, we must remind you that some episodes of this podcast do include mature themes. So if you're cool with that, we're happy to have you here. We're back. It's season two of the Drum Sex Podcast, the show where we help you have the best, healthiest, and most enjoyable sex of your life. I'm your host, Pam Magwaza, and this season, we'll be talking everything reproductive health and wellness. From menstruation to using contraceptives, getting an abortion, or deciding to have a baby, we'll be talking about it all. And for this episode, we're starting off with menstruation. If you're a menstruator, you know about our red visitor almost every month. It can be annoying. No, seriously. It's very annoying. For non-menstruators who might be listening, let me assure you, it's nothing like how the period advertisements show. It doesn't make you want to jump up and down the street, and it definitely doesn't make you suddenly want to wear all white to work or campus. It can leave you moody, stressed, and grumpy. For some people, it can be a painful experience. The pain is usually felt as a muscle cramp in the tummy, which can spread down your back and thighs. It's definitely a more harrowing experience than the media makes it out to be. Trust me, I menstruate. So because this isn't an all-round great time, having access to a good period product is of utmost importance. All of us want to be our best and most comfortable during this time. So, to speak more about this, I reached out to menstruation activist, author, and TEDx speaker, Candice Chirwa. She's also affectionately known as the Minister of Menstruation. She'll be talking about her new book, Flow, the Menstruation Book, and which products, if any, are the best to use during that time of the month.
Sure. So firstly, thank you for having me. I really love being on a podcast where we can talk about very taboo topics. I mean, if you think about it, 20 years ago, I don't think we would ever envision speaking about sex or speaking about periods on a podcast, be it like, you know, with a magazine, be it with whoever. So thank you for having me. But yeah, Flow, the book about menstruation really is an informative guide on a biological process that happens every month for some. And for others, it's a process that doesn't happen, but are still interested to know as to why they should understand why menstrual health matters. I think we all have a social responsibility in ending period poverty and making a menstruator's lives a little bit easier, whether it be in a space of, you know, donating or creating a period positive space. But besides that, I think Flow just really seeks to educate, empower, and guide menstruators and non-menstruators about this process that happens every month. And you know, it's not only just biological, it impacts us socially, it impacts us psychologically, and so we have every right to talk openly about it. And for me, being a part of this project alongside other authors was really, really amazing, and I've just been really grateful to be a part of a project like this. Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, there was a tweet that just went viral where a woman was basically saying it's unhygienic to use pads, you know, people should use tampons. And
yeah,
very obviously people were very offended by that, because there's many reasons why people wouldn't use tampons. A lot of reasons that have to do with comfort, maybe people have vaginismus, there's a bunch of reasons. And what I saw just seeing people speak about different menstrual products, there's just so much, you know, misinformation that spreads around there. I know some people said, you know, tampons are so dangerous, you know, they just, they cause ovarian cysts.
Toxic shock, yeah.
Yeah, so I think one thing I actually want us to speak about also is different menstrual products. And is there a better product to use than others? And if there is, what would you say the better product is?
You know what? For me personally, I choose not to dictate which product is better overall, because at the end of the day, like you mentioned, people are very different. Mm-hmm. And so one could easily say the menstrual cup is the best option because it is reusable, it's friendly for the environment, and it lasts 5 years. But then do we consider people's disabilities to menstruate and whether they're able to actually use any insertable period product? So there's nuances to these things, right? And for me, I always just say this, and I always stick to it, is that you should use a period product that you feel comfortable with. And you're right in saying that there's a lot of like stigma that is correlated with specific period products without any actual form of information and education about what these period products do.
Yeah.
So the reason why I mentioned toxic shock syndrome is often I always get messages from people to say tampons will cause toxic shock syndrome, and toxic shock syndrome is a real thing, right? But it is a rare thing that happens. And the major correlation that people make when they say when you use a tampon and you wear it for longer than 8 hours, it means you're going to die and you're going to have your legs cut off.
Yeah.
That is a form of fear. That is a form of misinformation. And usually what that happens is that then people don't feel comfortable enough to talk about the experiences of using a tampon or to talk about the experiences of using a menstrual cup. So I always say, use a period product that works for you. And if you find that a sanitary pad is comfy for you, you use that. If you find that period underwear is the best thing for you, you use that. If you love your menstrual cup, you use that. Because at the end of the day, it is your period. And no one has any form of jurisdiction or rights to dictate how you should manage your period. So for me, I mean, I can always talk about the pros and cons of each and every period product. I can easily talk about the fact that, you know, reusable pads are amazing and that, you know, you can use them, you can wash them. But then let's think about menstruators in communities that have to walk more than 20 kilometers to get access to clean water. And the same goes for menstrual cup. These two products, including the period underwear, these three products rather, require heavy water usage. And in a country where we have a major sanitation issue, and where we have an issue where water isn't accessible to all, it can be a problem, right? And so people then tend to fall for using a sanitary pad and just use it as a way of, you know, it's the easiest thing for me. But then also we then fall into the trap of not understanding how inaccessible it is, especially in households where people only get 1,500 rand a month and a sanitary pad doesn't even fall within that list of essentials when a sanitary product or pad is an essential. So there's so many politics that lay around period products. And I always ask people to know, in as much as it's important to advocate for your own body, also advocate for the other menstruators that don't necessarily have the platforms and positions that we have to be able to speak openly about these things. And whenever someone comes to me to say, yeah, you know, someone told me that using a sanitary pad is disgusting, mm-hmm. I'll be like, okay, but where are they getting this information from? Where are the facts? Where does it actually say that collecting and managing your menstrual blood is a disgusting thing? Where does that come from? And I think for me, that is why it's so important to always constantly be open about our period experiences and always constantly talk about these things openly without any form of fear or shame, so that we can allow people to feel comfortable. I mean, a couple of months ago, I'll share a story of how I was using my menstrual cup. I was working out and my menstrual cup fell out. And that was, I felt embarrassed, you know, and I wouldn't say it just popped out. I think I will say that I squatted a little bit way too hard. You know, I was ready to get my summer body and my menstrual cup just slipped out. And at some point I felt like, wait, what should I do? Who do I tell? And that for me was just like, I need to be open in sharing these stories and sharing these experiences so that someone else could say, yeah, I've also experienced my menstrual cup slipping out. It happens to everyone, you know, because you feel normal, but you also feel like these things happen all the time. So I think it's really important that as a community of menstruators, we can be able to create safe spaces where we can talk about these things without shaming each other. Because that tweet really hurt me when I saw it. I was like, this is a fellow menstruator shaming other fellow menstruators. Why? Where are you getting the stigma from? That isn't okay. To only know that maybe it's something that was probably passed down from her, but I just think it's so important that we are very aware of the impact that we have when we are shaming people for something they have no control over.
Yeah.
This is Nonkululeko, a journalist here at Drum Magazine. she's talking about period products that she prefers.
For me, I think it has to do with my background, right? The only thing that I could afford when I started my period, which was a very early age, I was 12. So the only thing I knew were pads, right? As much as they felt so uncomfortable, but it's the only thing that I've used all my life. I tried using a tampon, but it just felt so uncomfortable and just like a foreign object, if that makes sense. And I've just always stick to using pads. I've definitely found ones that are more comfortable wearing. So yeah, pads all the way.
Yeah, definitely. And I found also, like, a lot of people say tampons are very, very uncomfortable for them. I'm the same. Well, not necessarily, but I started off using pads because that's what I was given when I started my period. Like, your parents are just like, here, and you kind of just use your mom's the whole time. And that's what I did for the longest time. I only switched to tampons when I was 25. That's like 2 years ago now. And it's very, very uncomfortable. I remember the first time I put one on, I like cried and I was like, I'm never doing this again. And now it's like super comfortable. I don't want to ever go back to anything else.
Really?
I don't. I think, like, because we talk about pros and cons, right? The pros are that, like, I don't feel it. It's like I'm not even on my period, which is great. But at the same time, like, you can't really sleep with the tampon on if you're not going to wake up every few hours. Because, I mean, if you leave it on for too long, you could get toxic shock syndrome, which is very serious.
Mm.
So I think the only con there is that I when I'm on my period, I just know that I set like 3 alarms and I'll be up every 3 hours just to check. So that's the only thing. But what are your cons about using pads?
I'm just thinking about the cons of using pads, right? And like basically how wasteful it is. Sometimes you just, where are you gonna throw your pad away? You know, that's something
exactly.
that I've struggled with. And changing it is definitely a must, especially on days where you're just having a really heavy flow. That got me thinking of use, because I've been reading a lot on painty, what are they called? Underwear. Is it a pad underwear? What is
period
it
called? Period underwear. Yeah.
Period underwear. So I've been reading a lot about it, and I'm seeing so many places that sell it, like Cotton On, Takealot as well. But I really love these conversations where we normalize a period and normalize having solutions and like having comfort on days where it's that time of the month.
This is Candace again, speaking about the pros and cons of using a menstrual cup.
I mean, from a personal user experience, I find the fact that it's very soft. Because you know, you look at it and you feel like, whoa, this is intimidating. This is meant to go up my vagina. Well, okay, interesting. But I think for me, what is great about it is soft, and you genuinely don't feel it. And if I have a very long day where I genuinely feel like I won't have as much time to frequent the bathroom, because the reality is when you are wearing a sanitary pad, you'll have to maybe frequent the bathroom every 3 to 6 hours, sometimes even 8 if you're wearing a longer pad. But I always just find that when I am wearing a sanitary pad, my brain is automatically thinking, okay, I need to go and check that it's not too full. And with a menstrual cup, you don't really have to worry about that, because it collects blood for minimum 6 to 12 hours, depending on the size of the cup that you use. So for me, I love that, because if I know that I have a long day and I've got a set of workshops and engagements and everything, I can just insert my cup and I'll be like, okay, insert it this morning, I'll check it later this evening. And that is really amazing. But I will say that with my con, I think obviously the first time it took a bit of practice for me in inserting. I mean, there were different positions that I had to try.
Yes.
And I found out that the Nando's chicken was my favorite, you know, laying on my back. legs were up, you know, that was my favorite, instead of squatting in the shower or whatever. That, but everyone has their different positions. But I think for me, what took the time was inserting wasn't as hard as removal, because removal was, it was just trying to figure out like, okay, so do I, you know, you obviously can't pull the stem because the stem will hurt.
Yeah.
But where do I pinch? Do I pinch the base? Do I pinch the top? You know, and you have to get in there, you know. For anyone listening to this and thinking, I want to try menstrual cup, you are going to get very familiar with your vagina.
So it gets messy. It can get messy.
It can get messy.
Yeah.
But I think what's easier then is because your menstrual blood is a lubricant, it's not as sore. That's what I appreciated. That I didn't have too much. I think what made the process more difficult was that I was stressing and I forgot that my vaginal canal is a muscle. So if you stress and you tense up your muscle, then it's going to be harder to remove the menstrual cup. And so you have to relax. You have to sort of be in a position where you're like, okay, this position works for me. And I'm going to relax myself. I'm going to pinch on the base. I think that's the easiest thing to do. And then I'll pull the cup out. And I also find that oftentimes Kegel exercises do work in certain positions that you feel like, okay, maybe I'm stressed or this is not working out. You can actually use Kegel exercises to push the cup out. But it is a lot of admin. You know, you have to find different ways to just find a rhythm to make it work. But once you've got it, it's amazing.
You know, we've spoken a lot about hygiene and, you know, personally, I don't think hygiene has to do with menstrual products at all, because most menstrual products are hygienic. So do you just want to speak on, you know, how, you know, menstruators can keep clean during their period, just away from whatever type of menstrual product they use?
Yeah. When I menstruate, I bath or shower twice a day. So I shower in the morning and I shower in the evening, purely because sometimes just that you just feel, it's been a heavy day. Your hormones have been on a roller coaster ride. You've been craving all you wanted to crave. And sometimes the best self-care act you can provide yourself is either a shower or a bath. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm very intentional when I'm menstruating that I take a very nice bath with some, you know, candles there, a little bit of a bath bomb situation.
Love the self-care. You know, love it.
Yeah, that's also something we don't prioritize. As women in general, we don't prioritize self-care. But when we're on our period, we should prioritize it even more because remember, your body is literally going through hormonal fluctuations and your body is sending you signals as to what it is that it requires from you. So I never, ever, ever, ever doubt my body when it says, girl, today I'm craving that cinnamon bun. I'm like, you know what? I get it. There's like a lot of blood leaving your body. So I'm not going to doubt you. If you want that cinnamon bun, I will give you that cinnamon bun. You know, if you want that form of self-care, you want to read, you want to listen, you want to walk, I will give that to you because it is what my body wants and it deserves that because I mean our periods really will literally do the most. But I think when in terms of hygiene, what is really important is that I always do say that, you know, I at least shower or bath twice a day, especially when I'm menstruating. And also what I do then say is that if you are using your disposable period products, is that be very intentional about the timing. So always be aware that if you're using a tampon, it's minimum 4 hours, maximum 8 hours. If you're using a disposable pad, depending on your flow, minimum 4 hours, maximum 12 if you're using a nighttime pad, etc. So just be very deliberate about that. And also if you're using reusable period products, clean them, wash them. So even before you use your menstrual cup, be very intentional about leaving your menstrual cup in a little container or bowl of warm water. Let it wash, let it like chill there for a bit and then just give it a little dry and then insert it. But also be very deliberate when you are removing your menstrual cup before you insert it back again, you wash it with water. If you feel that you are out, you know, because it happens, you know, you're out with the girlies or you're out on a date and you don't necessarily have enough access to water, you can also use some form of wipe. So I think it's like, what is it? The wipes. Yeah, you can use wipes with your menstrual cup as well. Obviously, with your period underwear and reusable pad, you need to have water. But I think just be very intentional about your routine when it comes to whilst you're menstruating. So every time I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do, I don't answer emails, I just put myself in the bath, I put myself in the shower, and then I feel refreshed and ready to go. And I think it's just also being kind to yourself during this time. Often, and something that I've also, realized through writing Flow, is that our depression does kick in way more when we are menstruating, purely because hormones are fluctuating. So this is a time where you have to be kind to yourself. And so you should also be kind to how you manage yourself hygiene-wise. So if you even want to, like, I've heard ridiculous things about my students telling me how they can't wash their hair when they're menstruating because it'll fall out. And I'm like, no, more than anything, you should be practicing really good forms of hygiene during this time. Mm-hmm. He's going through what it needs to go through. So take care of yourself during this time. I think it all depends from person to person. But when it comes to the period product management, always make sure that you are very cognizant of how long you're using it for, and that, you just, if you feel like you just need a shower or a bath, do that,
And that's it for this week's episode. This podcast was produced and edited by me, Pam Magwaza. Special thanks to Candace Chirwa for joining us on the show, and thank you for listening. Remember to take care of yourself, always practice consent, and continue to be vocal about how you feel. From me, Pam, take care until next time.